Woke up this morning with light in my eyes, and then realized it was still dark outside. It was a light coming down from the sky. I don't know who or why. Must be those strangers that come every night. Those saucer-shaped lights put people uptight. Leave blue-green footprints that glow in the dark. I hope they get home all right. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Woke up this morning, I was feeling quite weird. Had flies in my beard, my toothpaste was smeared. Over my window, they'd written my name. Said, so long, we'll see you again. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?
Welcome to the second show of It's Written Here.
Today, Kirsten will read a review of two Diary Wimpy Kid books.
And Jasmine will be reading some amusing jokes.
Later on, we will also be inviting a guest to read their story.
Okay, let's get on with it.
So, Kirsty, which book will you be reviewing first?
I'm thinking of doing the first Diary of a Wimpy Kid book.
That sounds great. Can we hear it now?
Sure. Being a kid can really stink, and no one knows that better than Greg Heffley, who finds himself thrust into high school where undersized weaklings share the hallways with kids who are taller, meaner, and smarter. Luckily, Greg has his best friend and sidekick, Rowley. But when Rowley's popularity starts to rise, it kicks off a chain of events that will test their friendship. What will happen next?
Wow, that does sound great. But now it's time to write this book and to tell everyone the best age and how many pages there are.
Great idea. I would rate this book for 4 stars. The best age would be between 9 and 11, and in this book there is 217 pages.
Wow, that sounds like a great book. Do you think you could read the second review now?
Absolutely. Whatever you do, don't ask Greg Heffley how he spent his summer holidays, because he definitely doesn't want to talk about it. As Greg enters a new school, he's eager to put the past 3 months behind him, and one event in particular. Unfortunately for Greg, his older brother Roderick knows all about the incidents and secrets have a way of getting out, especially when a diary is involved.
Both of those books sound great. Could you tell me how many pages the second book is?
The second book is 217 pages.
Sweet!
Hey Jazz, I think it's time to get Brooking to read a story.
I think you're right, it is. Brooke is reading a story called Train Ride. Take it away.
The train is rattling violently the corners, now battling its way down the flat, level slope. 6 or 7 carriages long, at least 2 tons of heavy steel filled with over 200 passengers, all making their way home. I have never set my eyes upon, let alone be a part of a scene so tensely dramatic. Coincidentally, a gigantic kettle black rain cloud drifted lightly, despite its daring appearance, over the ever-drying sun. As the train lights flicker and suddenly the carriages is filled with a somewhat dreary artificial light, a slightly depressing air spread through the train as if a ripple passing through a particularly dark or treacherous patch of water. I'm standing on the balls of my feet, face pressed warmly on a cold sheet of glass, separating myself from the tracks below, looking down at the chaos from a tight angle through the vaguely fogged window, feeling a touch of cowardly watching the mayhem from above. The faces of chasers were illuminated in the same airy, yellowing light currently filling the train, giving their shadow-like faces an intimidating feature. As three police officers dressed in blue entered the dilemma, the bigger of the gang had broken free of the barricade, separating the crowded station from the dangerous tracks. Once I had diverted my attention to the slowly growing figure emerging from the darkness, a surprise urge of concern came over me. A few moments later, one member of the crew chances a quick glance in the opposite direction, allowing him to take the full hit of panic. I can just imagine his face contort into an uncertain expression of utter hysteria. His colleagues seem to register this as a plan B, which more than most of the time involves much running. In my mind, I was thinking desperately, it has to slow down soon. But as the two-ton bag of steel became clearer and the driver into view, was when I noticed she showed no apparent declaration of apprehensiveness. My brain was convinced he would notice the gang travelling backwards along the same route he himself was following. He must show awareness sometime soon. I could not accept what my eyes were watching as the train operator made his last and what I consider most dangerous move. As he became closer, instead of slowing, which in this case would be most sensible, he made the alarming decision gauge speed and rapidly at that. I was scared, petrified, in other words, incredibly terrified. Any word or phrase that utters from utterly speechless in fright. In mere moments, I could very possibly be singing myself lullabies. I unstuck my cheek with great difficulty from the window. I only recently glued myself to. Turned on my heel and walked steadily to an empty seat approximately 5 rows ahead, in the hope of making the situation better in spite of knowing it would hardly help. I closed my eyes, lost every limb in my body, and concentrated with all my might and tried my hardest to picture the best I couldn't help the worst creep ever so slightly in my mind. All of a sudden, my legs swayed dangerously, my hands unfolded with my eyes still closed tightly. My vacant mind crept back to a strange memory of one of my most swimming lessons, but the most vivid feeling was one of myself floating calmly in the what seemed like nothing. Without warning, this miraculous feeling of safety disappeared and was quickly replaced by an ear-piercing shriek of rusted gears rubbing painfully, slowly in forward motion. I opened my eyes to find the horrible sound still ringing in my ears was slowly subsiding. The wobbling, jelly-like legs below me settled and my limbs fell calmly back to their natural positions as the train departed. The unusually crowded station of Richmond's unique platform of 9 3/4. Once my memory had caught up with the reality, I turned immediately to the nearest scratched and scared wide window where the passing scene was one of the slightly blurred confusion progressing rather rapidly. Through the shamble of advancing foliage, I located a group of shabby young men dressed in slightly rippled and dirt-ridden attire disappear over the wrangled high wire fence, across the low, black, busy road without a second glance, probably never to be seen by these two eyes again. The end.
Wow, I wish I could write something as good as that.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, thank you, Brooke, for your super story.
Kirsty, I think it's time for the jokes.
It sure is. Jazz, take it away.
What part of a fish weighs the most? The scales. Why don't bananas get lonely? Because they hang around in bunches.
Huh, they were really funny jokes.
I sure hope so.
I'm sad to say, but we have to go now.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook and Twitter, and tune in every Thursday at 1:45.
Bye.
Bye.
Woke up this morning with light in my eyes, and then realized it was still dark outside. It was a light coming down from the sky. I don't know who or why. Must be those strangers that come every night. Those saucer-shaped lights put people uptight. Leave blue-green footprints that glow in the dark. I hope they get home all right. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Woke up this morning, I was feeling quite weird. Had flies in my beard, my toothpaste was smeared. Over my window, they'd written my name. Said, so long, we'll see you again. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?